Good morning, everybody. We are going to go now to the phone lines where actor Corbin Burnson is standing by. You might remember him from the movie Major League, also the television series L.A. Law. And now he's got a new movie that premieres on Valentine's Day entitled First Lady. How are you this morning, Mr. Burnson?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the program, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing more about your new movie. First of all, I got to ask you, you've acted on both television and in movies. Which is your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. I just love doing what I do. It really doesn't matter, especially these days, because movies, television, and now this new thing that's somewhere between the two, all these wonderful things that are come through on our television sets, but I wouldn't necessarily call them television like we think of them, you know, historically. I love the process. To me, or stage even, you know, theater. The process of acting, though it's different for each medium a little bit in the way you sort of approach it, is still a similar process. So, you know, hey, you could be building a fence or you could be building a skyscraper. If you're a builder, you appreciate the mechanics of building, if you will.
Awesome. And you come from an entertainment background.
That's correct. My mom, God bless her, Jean Cooper, The Young and the Restless, is the one who pretty much inspired me to be an actor and actually inspired me to learn more about what I do in my craft and telling me that if I did want to have any kind of longevity, which she had, you know, it was important, at least in her eyes, that I train. If no other reason, that when you train, you learn to have a love for your craft. And that going back to what you said a moment ago, is what endures. So, you know, if you're in a big movie that's a big blockbuster, or you're in a small TV show that streams on some strange little cable channel, you're loving it all the same.
Awesome. Awesome. So I want to get to your new film, but I do have one more question concerning a past project, Major League. We are big baseball fans around here at WLAQ. Are you a big baseball fan? And tell me about your memories of working on that film.
Well, it was an extraordinary memory. It was, you know, again, like you were just saying a moment ago, you know, it was a jump from television to being in a big feature film that was going to be up on a big screen. Certainly getting to work with Tom Berenger and Charlie Sheen, and at that point, you know, Wesley Snipes and Dennis Haysbert. It was an extraordinary experience, and to do a script by the man who wrote The Sting, David Ward, it was great. But I also did love baseball. You know, I people, you know, early interviews in my life, they said, you couldn't have been an actor, what would you have been? And one of the things, I think, you know, one was an astronaut, but
yes,
the other was always a baseball
player.
That's
awesome.
The other was a baseball player, but I knew I was never good enough to be a baseball player. You know, when you get around athletes, you see what experts they are, and they're far and few between in their craft. And so when I got to the Major League, it was a little bit of a, you know, fantasy camp, if you will. I got to be a baseball player and an actor, best of all worlds.
That is awesome. Now let's talk about your latest film. It is entitled First Lady, and it's due in theaters on Valentine's Day. Tell me, what's it about? First Lady, obviously.
First Lady. Well, a character named Kate Morales, played by the wonderful Nancy Stafford, who I've known for years from Matlock, and she really, we always want to work together. She's married to the president of the United States. It's pretty much kind of a time we're in right around now where it's coming up on his finishing his first term, and he's going to go for a second term. And he has a heart attack and he dies. And the vice president must take over, as happens. And then the vice president will run, you know, in the next election. Not saying that's what's happening exactly, but the time of the, you know, presidency is about where we're at right now. And but the unfortunate thing is this young vice president doesn't have a wife or even a partner. So everybody convinces her or convinces him that he needs a first lady and convinces her to be his first lady to fulfill those duties of first lady, which I didn't know, but actually I've been told actually exists in history. There have been several first ladies that haven't been the wives of the president. And yeah, she does. So she runs. She runs as first lady, if you will, helping him get reelected. And in the meantime, I come into her life. I'm an old flame. Remember, we got a fairy tale here, so everybody has to end up happy. Mm-hmm. And she's lost her husband. I'm an old flame, and I'm from a distant country of unknown origins with an accent of unknown origins, which was fun to invent. And I come back into her life, and ultimately, once she's fulfilled her duties as first lady, I sweep her up and take her to my kingdom to become my queen, and we all live happily ever after. And then you go back to the real world.
Okay. So how
so
was
for 2 hours, you get to sit in a dark theater, and you get to sit in a dark theater and think, "Oh, what if?"
Now, how was that for you, starring in a romantic comedy?
Good, especially since I didn't have to do a lot of the comedy lifting, if you will. I'm okay with comedy. There are much better people at comedy than me. You know, I can do it. I think my timing is fine if it's, you know, and I think I do pretty well in this movie on that level, but it's great. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I don't get a lot of opportunities. It's not what I'm known for, romantic comedies, if you will. So it was a great experience. And it's just, you know, it's so nice. I've been doing some other stuff that's a little bit darker on the show called The Resident on Fox, and a show that was on actually last week that premiered called Tommy on CBS with Edie Falco. It was nice in the middle of all this to do some stuff that was a little more, you know, just a little lighter in these dark and troubled times.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I've been chatting over the last few minutes with actor and director Corbin Burnson. And Corbin, I know that you are like a lot of folks these days. You're active on social media. What's the best way for people to stay updated on your projects?
Facebook. You can go to Facebook. I'm going to sound really dumb right here. I am active, but you know, Facebook, I've got a, it's basically a fan page. So if you go look for Corbin Burnson at Facebook, you'll find me. But it's the one where I've got one that's sort of my personal page. I don't quite understand how it all works. I'll be around 65 and I don't really care anymore. But there is a Facebook page that's at my fan page and you can find it. And I don't go there and pitch what I'm doing. I did talk about First Lady the other day. I tend to more have reflections on life and share with my, you know, fan base, you know, life stuff a little bit. Never, you know, we don't commit to being left or right or conservative or believers or non-believers. We just talk about life and all the things that we all face commonly together. I really do like to think of it as a community made up of a lot of different people from different faiths, from different ages, different ethnicities, different beliefs, where we all tend to, I try to steer the conversations more toward our commonality than our differences. And that's sort of a big thing in my life, you know, because in the end, I do believe we have all these, we have so many different things that are different, you know. You like hamburger, I like fish. Okay. we love food. You know, there are things within all of things to talk about. Even, you know, if somebody believes in God and somebody's an atheist, you know, we can agree that nature is extraordinary, you know.
Yeah. So you're
so
just,
there are places of commonality.
You're just trying to unite folks. I think that's awesome.
I'm what?
I said you're just trying to unite folks. Find commonality.
Yeah, I'm not even on a mission to unite. If that happens as a byproduct, it's great. I just want us to understand that we have commonality. We have common. We're just all people floating around on this speck, whether you believe it's God made or not made or physics made. We are floating around on a speck, just trying to make the best of our lives and understand how we can get through the day, you know, answering the darker questions of fear and death and having to deal with things that we all have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, we all have our different approaches and, you know, and I may not agree with somebody else's approach, but I have a respect that that is their approach. And then we can start talking about, you know, well, here's mine. And then in the end of the day, one thing I find out at the end, we're all just all just trying to get through, not in a bad way, but we're just trying to, you know, get through the day and experience this extraordinary gift of life.
Absolutely. I know you've got other interviews to do, but I want to thank you for your time this morning. Actor Corbin Burnson has been on the line with me. Anything you'd like to share before we wrap it up? Maybe a final plug for your new movie?
Please, on Valentine's Day, you know, it's a nice little break from everything that's going on in the world. Please see First Lady. It's wonderful. Be on the lookout for a movie I have coming out at the probably toward the fall that I wrote and directed, actually called Mary for Mayor, kind of along the same lines. A young girl runs against her father for mayor of a small town because she thinks she can do better than his old ways. And stay tuned. I've got some interesting stuff that I want to do with a TV series called Blind Eye. And stay tuned. And I guess you can go find me at Facebook.
Awesome.
If you find out how, please let me know.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Bye now.
Actor Corbin Burnson, my guest this segment. You are listening to Good Morning Rome Talk Radio, WLAQ, 1410 AM, 96.9 FM. Stay tuned. More to come.